Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Sunday, May 3rd, and I am your host, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News Business Analyst, Certified Financial Planner. I am joined by my co-host, Mark Tallercio, who is also a Certified Financial Planner. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill.
How are you?
Not too bad, first weekend in May.
I mean, yeah, it's only going to get better. Although, I don't know, are you more of a, what's your season of choice, for real?
15 years together, you need to ask that question. Fall.
I know that, but I wasn't saying it for me. I was saying that for the kids out there listening. Mark and I are autumnal kind of people. We like the fall. I also love the winter, which is, I just said to Jackie, we were with somebody and they were like, you know, going to the Caribbean. I'm like, does that seem like fun to go like to the Caribbean, like a warm, and we had a brutal winter in New York this year, but does that seem like fun? And she's like, I could get into it. I'm like, I don't know. It sounds so boring.
A lot of the fellow parents that I know through the school for the midwinter break in February, a lot of them seem to go to somewhere in the Caribbean. I have no interest in that.
Yeah, I relax in a city. So I like to go to any city and relax. I mean, I like to go to the countryside. I like to see stuff. And also, like, people are like, well, don't you just want to lie down on a chaise lounge? Which, I mean, listen, I can get into that, but I get bored very easily. That's one of the problems that I have. Like, I can read for so long, but I got to do something. So, you know, if you're going to lend me your house in St. John, I guess I would do it. But to pay big money to, and these places are expensive, man. Oh my gosh. So no, I'd say no. Anyway, we digress. So listen, this is a program that is trying to help you navigate your financial journey. And a lot of you are listening and you get in touch with us. You ask us a lot about your intergenerational kinds of questions. Like, I have parents who need help, or I have adult children who need my help. And so we've been doing a lot more we've had a lot more conversations really dealing with that. And specifically, I think that I am acutely aware of some of the issues that come out of having an aging parent, since I have one. I guess there are so many wild stories out there that this is a topic that just needs a lot more coverage. And so today, what I think would make a ton of sense is that a story came to me at CBS News from one of our affiliates out in Chicago, WBBM in Chicago. And I heard this story and it just floored me. And so I wanted to make sure that we could do a follow-up on the story that I just found so disturbing about elder fraud. And I pitched a segment where my producer and I said, let's run the segment from WBBM in Chicago, and then let's talk about it afterwards with the anchors on CBS Mornings. And so that's what we did. So it's just a couple weeks ago. And I want to air the segment. So what you're going to hear first is the story that comes out of Chicago. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go right into that, from that segment, into a conversation with my anchors, Adriana Diaz, Gail King, and Vladimir Duthier on CBS Mornings. So we are talking about elder fraud, and wow, wait to hear this one. When we return from that segment, I'm going to talk more with Mark about how you can protect your family and your people and things you, like serious warning signs that you need to consider. So, Mark, roll the tape.
Today, we're revisiting a serious problem we've reported on extensively here on CBS Mornings. Scams and fraud targeting older Americans. The FBI says elder financial abuse costs seniors more than $7 billion with a B dollars every year. And this morning, we're hearing from a woman who says her family faced this firsthand, and the suspected culprit was not who they expected. She tells her story to CBS Chicago's Dorothy Tucker.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom. My dad worked hard, but they never missed anything that we were involved in.
Kathy Solway says her parents took good care of her and her brother Robert Carlson as kids. But in 2022, it was her parents' turn to be taken care of after they moved into an assisted living facility in Wisconsin. Fortunately, they were financially secure until March 2023, when she says her brother said this.
We need to sell their house. They have no more money.
She went to the bank. Her parents' savings, tens of thousands of dollars, were gone.
Left the bank, sat in my car, and about had a complete breakdown.
Someone had been transferring funds from her parents' retirement accounts to separate accounts, then writing thousands in checks.
We call all these institutions, and I'm told William Carlson took them out.
The problem? Solway's dad, William Carlson, was in memory care and didn't have access to his accounts.
Hi, Jeanette. William J. Carlson.
The voice on the other end?
That is my brother.
Her brother did have a right to access the accounts. He had power of attorney so he could pay his parents' bills. But Solway says he was also using the money to pay his own bills.
It was so disappointing. I felt betrayed.
In late 2023, Solway took her brother to court to remove him as power of attorney. 7 months later, he was barred from accessing the trust. He admitted in a court deposition that he took some of the money. The siblings' parents died last year. Carlson never faced criminal charges, but was ordered in civil court to repay $430,000 to the trust.
Oh, boy, these details are hard to hear. So CBS Chicago searched every known address for Robert Carlson in Wisconsin to reach him for comment, but they could not find him. Joining us now is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger to help us sort all through this. Mm-hmm. And, Jill, what can people do to protect themselves and protect their parents?
I think we have conversations earlier than when your parents are in a facility. And having a conversation is about understanding, tell us about where the accounts are, who has access to them? Where is your automatic bill paying going? You really want to get a sense of what's the property? Is it property in your name? Is it in a trust? Just to have this information out there, that's the first step.
They did the right thing. Their son was power of attorney. That's probably what a lot of parents would do.
So the thing is, a power of attorney is a very powerful appointment. It means that you're saying, like, I would say, Gail, you're my power of attorney. You can sign financial documents. You can take money in and out of accounts for me. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it was somebody. However, I would say a more important next or additional step is to have you become trusted contacts on all of your parents' accounts, you and your siblings. What is a trusted contact? I can't take money in and out, but I can see the accounts. I can be told if money is coming out. When the financial institution says, oh, it's Jill and Vlad are both trusted contacts, we both have to be notified. But again, this durable power of attorney is a powerful tool. It is smart, but I think it's better to have as many eyes on these accounts as possible.
But use it wisely. I mean, it's heartbreaking to me because for the sister, but for the brother, to do that, your parents taught you how to ride a bike.
Right.
They changed your diapers. To betray your parents, I think, just goes above and beyond the pale. What are red flags that people should be looking out for?
When you are a trusted contact, one of the big things is money coming out.
Yeah.
You know, again, if she had been part of this process,
the sister,
yeah. We would have said, oh, wait, there's an unexplained withdrawal. What was that for, brother?
Yes.
Is there a new name on a bank account? We've seen this actually with caretakers putting their names on accounts before. Is there a bill that's going unpaid, something that had been paid previously? Mm-hmm. And is there something that is missing, like a diversion of income going from the account somewhere else. These are all red flags. One really good way to actually start locking things down is the trusted contact. But I also want to be clear, one of the best things you can do is freeze the credit of all of your relatives. Mm. What does this do? It means that if your information gets out there, if somebody has your social, they can't open a new credit card or a credit facility in your name. Freezing credit is really important. Consolidating accounts so that we have someplace to look at one thing. And again, communication. Yeah.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Mark, the story was just so awful because it was a trusted person in the family that bilked the parent. That, to me, was the worst part of it, right?
Yeah, their own son. I mean, what can you say?
Anyway, this was a terrible, terrible story. And listen, I obviously know that we have scams that people fall prey to, but now we're talking about like your family. And so, the things that we talked about in this segment about just having conversations when everyone is well, I think that that's really important. I also think having more than one person as the person is very important. So we talked about this in the segment, but I have to tell you this idea of a trusted contact at every firm where an older generation is doing business is very important. I had heard of a story recently where there was a flag to the adult child. So let's just say, you know, I'll pretend it's me. It's like, hey, Jill, I just want you to know that your dad came to our offices, financial firm, and brought this woman who is his caretaker, meaning his aide. The aide, your father wants to put the aide's name on the account. True story. You're the trusted contact on the account. Doesn't mean that you can prevent it, but it means when I see something that looks a little shady, the investment advisor said, I need to get in touch with you. This then started a cascading chain of events. It was quite fascinating because remember, if somebody is, you know, basically managing his own account and now he's putting someone else on that account, right? We are now in a place where he has the ability to do that, right? So what then had to happen was a full-on investigation of who this home health aide was. So come to find out, this woman was actually had a little history. That history had to be revealed very gently to the father, who then essentially was kind of decided, oh, I'll make sure that she isn't on the account. But now the daughter has to get this person out of her father's life. And it took a long time. So none of this, and it did happen, but none of it happened unless you are actually notified. You have to be the trusted contact. You're not making the decisions, but you are the trusted contact at a financial firm, a bank, and the institution will alert you if they notice any suspicious activity.
And I think they do.
Yeah, you better hope. And I would always receive copies of statements. You're not saying to your parent, I want to control it, but I just want another set of eyes on it. And I think that's very smart. So, okay, again, conversation and understanding where is everything. You know, if all of a sudden you find out that your parents have some extra account that you didn't know about, and that's where their social security check goes, and you don't see that, and then all of a sudden they say, well, we've run out of money, or someone has this or that, that's so scary. I also think that as much as possible, having a consolidated view on everybody's financial life really does help protect. So information flow, conversations. I mean, listen, I asked the reporter this. She didn't know. I was like, do you think the sister knew that her brother was a dirtbag from the beginning? Because there are certainly families. You have somebody who is sort of the identified bad girl or bad boy where you wouldn't want them near the parents and their money.
Every family seems to have one.
Everybody has one of those. And so even more so is it's important to do that. And look, this is not every family. It sounds horrible, but it is also true that there are a lot of people out there who are preying on your family members. So all that we're trying to do is raise the awareness, have the conversation, be the trusted contact. You know, even if it's just saying like, I get it, you're making the decisions yourself. I'm not making the decision, but I want to be here for you. There is fraud that's everywhere. All of these things are vitally important to protect your family members. I don't know if they're resistant to it. It's like, sometimes I sort of feel like, what are you resistant to? Having another set of eyes on it. It's none of your business, they might say. And you say, all right, well, you know what? Isn't it more important that you get over your privacy issues rather than protecting yourself? It's just another set of ears and eyes on a situation. I think this is kind of the ground zero of preventing fraud. I really do. And of course, Mark, I mentioned in the segment, but can you talk a little bit about freezing credit and how great that is?
Yeah, I mean that is the first line of defense, and it's super simple to do. You just go online to the three agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and you just lock your credit file. Once you do that, nobody can do anything in your name.
Nothing, meaning they cannot open credit, a credit card, they can't do anything. And
if you need it, it's not a big deal. You just go back online and you ask for your credit file to be thawed, you know, and you can set the time limit. What, do you want it for one day? You want it for a week, 2 weeks, whatever. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah. You know, I went to the American Bankers Association website to get some of these tips. And it is true. It's like, you know, plan ahead. Shred your receipts and your bank statements and your unused credit card offers. Lock up your checkbook and your shred those account statements after 45 days. Make sure that you are never giving personal information. This is like, I say this to my mom all the time. And it's like, Mom, don't pick up the phone. But she does. I'm like, if you pick up the phone, do not give out your personal information. Do not give out your social security number. Do not give out your account numbers. Do not give anything out. That's it. Don't rush into a financial decision. Even if it's someone who, if it's like your sister, your brother-in-law, whoever it is, like don't rush. Make sure that when you're hiring people for your parents, like caregivers, you want references. You want to do a background check. And if you're not dealing with an agency, I would do a background check on my own dime. No way would I do that. You know, at the end of the day, if you got a sense like something doesn't smell right, I would trust that. I really would. I think generally speaking, people are much more aware of the situation, more so than you would imagine. So I highly, highly recommend just keeping these basic, it's kind of like they're like your financial hygiene in shape. Okay. I don't mean to scare you, gang, but there's just bad stuff out there, man. It's not good.
The older
right?
people, man, they are just such targets. You know, I keep reading about this other thing lately, here in New York City, deed theft. It seems running rampant amongst the old timers.
And how does that happen?
Somebody gets in touch with them and, you know, offers them this or that. And the bottom line is they eventually convince them. I mean, they don't realize they're doing it, but they're basically signing over the deeds of their house to these companies, these third-party companies.
Oh, my God.
And then they end up facing eviction.
That is frightening. It is absolutely frightening. So, listen, have conversations with your family. Play them this segment. let them know that there are bad actors out there and they've got to be, you know, it's like defensive driving, right? Your parents wouldn't let you drive when you were a kid. Now you're not going to let them do things without having them properly prepared. So be defensive about this. And if you need anything, and if you're worried about a situation, Mark and I can often suss this out from afar. Get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air live, and if you want to come on with your parent, that would be great too. Just check the box. Mark will get that going. Don't forget, you can get all of our content right on the website, JillOnMoney.com. And you can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Mark Tillaris, who's the co-host, executive producer, and king of all things web here at the program. We drop our episodes on the weekends. Don't forget to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.